Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, guys. We have a special edition of Southern Charm New Orleans with our special guest, Tamika Lee. We've got a lot of questions for her, and we're going to get down to the bottom of why she doesn't like Kelsey. What is going on? So we're going to talk about all that and more. It's coming up.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we got the music going.
Mm-hmm. Right, turn up.
We had the light, right? We just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Turn up before the show.
I learned from my daughter.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, that's all I do.
Whoa.
That's it. That's as cool as I get it.
You know. Well, like 39. I said, thank you guys for joining us, our special edition of a Southern Charm New Orleans after show. I am your host, Elle Marie, and I have the rest of the panel here.
Hey, guys. I'm Ashley Marie.
I'm Katie, and we have the lovely, the
wonderful
Tamika Lee. Ashley Marie, Katie, Tamika Lee.
L, like it all rhymes.
It all rhymes. It's all good.
Yes, thank you so much for being here with us, Tamika. So we're just kind of going to get right into it with our questions.
Let's go.
But first, I kind of want to know, like, how did the show start? Because we have on Bravo, they have the other Southern Charm. Mm-hmm. So, who came to the producers first? Like, how did this get started for you guys?
Oh wow, this has been in the works for a long time, and I don't know if it was actually called Southern Charm New Orleans.
Okay.
At first, it was called like New Orleans Untitled Project. We don't know.
Okay.
And I know there was a need to have a show in the city because New Orleans is such a great city, and it's like its own country.
Yeah.
It's like its own culture and food and people. Mm-hmm. I call it a gumbo. And so there's something there, and I think that they just need to find that, like, you know, group of friends and that centerpiece. And there I was, and I think it's maybe because I was 6 feet tall. I'm the tallest person there, so maybe that's where it came from. I don't know where it is, but it started with, you know, me, and then there was Barry, my husband, and then there was Reagan, you know, my best friend, and then there was her husband, Jeff, and then Justin's a longtime friend. So, you know, there's Sonny, there's Jared, there's Susan, there's all these characters along the way, and it just became, we're as Southern as you can get,
right?
Okay, so then there you go, and it's our own Southern charm, and I think that's what it kind of eventually morphed into.
Nice.
Did you guys have any reservations starting, like, doing reality TV?
So the thing about New Orleans that you'll see is that we're real friends, and we are just authentic. Mm-hmm. And yes, of course, when you put your life out on screen, you get scared. Mm-hmm. You're like, what am I doing here?
Right.
And for me especially, was not just myself, it was my husband and my kids and my there's no one to turn to.
Yeah.
Where am I going to go? Like, my friend's on here, my brother's on here, my husband's on here, my kids are, like, where do I go? Mm-hmm. So, yes, for me, it was very hard, season one.
Yeah.
I always hear reality stars talk about the decision of putting their kids on the show. Like, how far do I go with that? Did you and Barry have that conversation?
For season one, we wanted to make sure that we knew what we were getting into before we put our kids on. So I think season two, that's why you see so much of Rainey and Hunter, and not so much season one. I know there was a scene in season one that was horrific for me to watch, was when I was yelling at Rainey, but that was kind of off the cuff, not really planned.
Right.
But we purposely did not put them on screen the first season. But now that we know what's coming up, and we're very open with our kids. Like, we are just, like, we talk to our kids about everything.
Right.
And this is our life. And because I do local TV in New Orleans, it's not a shock that we are, like,
doing a show.
Yeah, doing a show.
Yeah. Right.
So it was easy for us. We don't really have anything to, like, this is us. And if we can, like, learn from us, if you can identify with us, that's what we want. So
do your kids like it?
Hunter's 17 and he's like,
right.
He thinks it's the most embarrassing thing in the world, but yet secretly loves it.
He likes it. Yeah.
And then my daughter's, she'll pre, like, if she's not in a commercial or she's not on a on, like, she gets like it. She's like, we're an eye. I'm like,
listen.
Like, okay.
Where's my camera's eye?
Right. Because she's like, I have to say. And I'm like, all right, well, then say it. So she's, it's very interesting, but. Yeah. You know,
what is it like watching yourself back? Because you mentioned watching that scene.
I hate it. I hate it. Of course you hate it. Dude, does anybody like watching themselves?
And right. Themselves yeah. It is very awkward.
It's very awkward to watch yourself and relive something that you lived 8 months ago.
Right.
And something really, you know, dramatic or serious, as something as parenting or friendship, marriage, love. It's hard to watch that back.
Yeah.
But the best thing about the reality show is that it's the best therapy because mm-hmm. I've learned so much about myself. Like mm-hmm. I watch myself, I'm like, yeah, you know, I need to listen better, or I'm coming off real abrasive here. Mm-hmm. So I need to change the way I am. And so that's kind of where I think I have learned from reality TV. It's just watching myself back is interesting,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, you were right. You know, like, you see that? And this is like, what are you saying? What are you doing? So
yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. But that's how I live my life. It's just, I'm 100. I'm all in. And, like, what do you do about that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do want to ask a quick question about your relationship with your stepson, Hunter.
Yeah.
So,
my son. I don't
your
say
son. Oh, excuse yeah. me. Excuse me. Let me get that right.
Yeah.
I know Barry once said on the show that you guys have such a deep bond and a close bond that he'll come to you before he goes to his biological mom and before he goes to Barry. Does that create any issues?
Always.
Yeah,
I mean, of course. I mean, are you crazy? I mean, it's been 16 years. I mean, let's just be honest here. When I first met Barry and Hunter was 2 years old, he was fresh out of a relationship with his birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
We're all ladies here.
We know how that goes.
I mean, that's insane. That's crazy. It's dramatic. It's everything about that. Is she calling? Why is she calling? What does she need? You know, it's all of those things. It's reality. And we went through all of that. We went through, I'm the girlfriend. Can I pick him up from school? But the mom's picking him. It was everything. And we have since, after 16 years, grown a really important relationship. At the end of the day, we both understand our love for Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just that crazy mom that's like super houndy. She's not like that.
Okay.
He's not like that. I'm like that.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So everybody lets me be that way.
Yeah.
And so we know at the end of the day, Tamika will get it done. And so, and it's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just somebody's watching out for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where our relationship, you know, flourishes. I've loved Hunter since day one. I never wanted to be a stepmom. That was not the goal, but here we are.
Yeah.
And I consider him my son. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, it's like, there he is. Yeah. I want to beat him up every day because he's like 17. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He's cool now.
Is he? Really cool?
That's what he's thinking.
He thinks he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Let's kind of get into the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about the relationship with you and Reagan right now.
Okay.
Because it's like, for where we are now in the show, it seems a little rocky.
It's rocky.
It's rocky.
So, this is called what it is. Let's say what it is. It's rocky.
It's rocky. So what? For what I would want to know is like, I know you're one of those friends. It's like, I know that something's wrong. Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe why not take the approach of maybe waiting until Reagan was comfortable to tell you? So why was it
I don't
tell me,
Reagan. That's not where I am.
That's not the style.
That's not my style.
Just not
I mean,
you.
I have lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a marriage for 16 years. I know how to have a friendship. And I'm loyal to a fault. And I'm all in or I'm all out.
Yeah.
And I don't do half time. I don't do sometime. I don't do when you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to be friends, we're going all in.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to do that with me in public. And that's where my issue is with her,
mm-hmm.
was why am I finding out major life decisions about you in a public setting with other people? I feel weird about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you would too, right?
Do you feel like it's... I see where you're coming from because it can almost seem fake. Like, oh, why are you putting on for the cameras?
Well, it's almost... And hear me out. It's almost like... It's almost like, because I can be judgy and I can be abrasive and I can be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people know that. That's why, you know, I am that way. So if you don't want to hear what I have to say, what better way to say it than in a public setting with friends?
Oh.
I don't have to hear what Tamika has to say.
That's a good point.
I'm going to drop this bomb and I'm walking away.
Mm.
I don't want to hear what you have to say. Because if you come to me 101, then you have to hear it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think she was ready to hear all of it. She was living in her world of, and I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's happy, she's in love, she wants to move on. And I don't want to hear what people have to say. And I get it in hindsight now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, I'm like, where was I? Why didn't you talk to me? Because I was there through the divorce. I was there through the toxic relationship you had with Jeff. I was there through it all. And then all of a sudden, you cut me out, and then everything I hear is in public. It was just weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I had to look back and say, she didn't want to hear what I had to say. And that's okay now. In the moment, I wasn't okay with it, okay? I had some stuff to say about it. I felt some kind of way. So...
So how do you feel about Reese and Reagan? Like, what do you really feel about their relationship?
Yeah. You know, I have learned that it doesn't matter what I feel. She's happy. She's a new mom. I've met the baby. I have seen little Reese. And when you're a mom and you have a baby, it changes your life. You know what I mean? And I see that in her face. So we still have a lot to work on our friendship till this day. And we filmed this, you know, 8 months ago, but we still have a lot to work on. But... how do I feel about Reese and Reagan? They're happy. So I'm happy for her. And what else do you do? Like, what else? Does it matter what I think? If I say I don't like, does it really matter? Like, is she not going to, like, be... like, it doesn't matter what I think. So what matters is that she is doing what she wants to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I know. Not a good answer, but...
No, it's real. No, it is what it is.
And I don't think about Reese. Like, I don't know what to think about him. I don't know him.
Does that upset you?
100%. But what do you do?
Just, like, knock on that door, bust it down?
I mean, really?
I don't know.
Possibly.
I mean, do we need more strength?
Right. I'm like, we want to go that way.
9 months, like...
True. True.
Okay. I'm waiting for the baby to be, like, at least 3 months old, and I can be like, now we can talk.
Yeah, right? Let it settle down. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, now we can talk. No, it's... I've been very cautious dealing with her since her pregnancy, and... you know, she will get to Mika, but not right now.
Yeah. So we're still, like I said, we're on what, episode 2 or 3?
I'm like, we're just on 3.
We're on 3. Like,
I'm like, are we really back there?
It's so much, and I feel like it's so much more that's like coming up, so much more to happen.
So much,
But like the last episode I was watching when Reagan finally told Jeff that she was getting married. That was... I felt for Jeff because it was like I felt like he didn't know how to feel in that moment. How was he like after that?
You'll see in the next episode because I'm like the train that's like the Tamika train of like, but why? But that's what I am, and so that is where episode 4 goes.
Okay.
I push Jeff to be honest with himself because he was like, "Everybody be okay. I'm okay." And I'm like, "Are you really okay?"
Are you really? Right.
Because I know how I would feel. So I push him a little bit to. I think I pushed him too far, but I pushed him to be honest about how he felt about the situation.
Yeah.
Because Jeff, if y'all realize, he doesn't have anyone.
Right.
Who does Jeff have? Right. You know, his mom has done what he's done. His dad has done what he's done. Reagan, you know, they're now divorced. Where do you go?
Yeah.
He's like the lost puppy.
To John.
Do you really? To John. We love John. That's John. That's your go-to? That's your go-to? So, but, you know, it's like, I just really want everybody to be kind of, I just want everybody to be real in their feelings so we can move forward and deal with it. That's where I'm at.
To be honest, because, like, when I first was watching this with Reagan, I was like, well, Tamika, maybe, like, back off a little. Let her, you know, come to you. Like, chill out, back off. And then, but on the other side, when it came to Jeff, it was like, okay, in a situation like that, now I can realize why you need to pull it out. Because it's like, you aren't facing it, and sometimes it's better when you face things because then you can just possibly explode one moment or, you know, go into a really dark place. So then I could understand it. I was like, oh, see, now with Jeff, like, I see it.
Yes.
Pull it out.
Yeah, and I do need to back off all the time, but somebody needs to tell me to back. I don't know when it's...
Yeah.
You don't know when you're doing too much.
Like, nobody just...
I never know I'm doing too much. I'm always doing too much, and I need friends, real friends, to tell me when to pull it back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
I need somebody to be like, Tamika, what are you doing? Step back. And I'm like, oh. Yeah. And I'm really aware of when someone tells me that, but until you tell me that, I don't know.
Right. You're going all in.
I'm all in.
Is Barry, like, the only person that kind of does that?
I mean, no, I have real friends that tell me that.
People do.
Yeah, I have real friends that tell me to, like, chill out. You know, and then there's Barry. Barry is the only person. He's the calm, you know, upon the storm. And he's just, it's a look. He's like, too much. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. So that happens. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
At least you're not offended by it. Anytime somebody tells me I'm being too much, I'm like, oh, I'll show you too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll show you.
Turn it up enough.
I mean, now I'm either going to the 100, you piss me off, or I'm going, you know, or I'll calm down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I don't know, y'all.
Well, speaking of like doing a lot and doing too much, this is a perfect segue into this one.
Who do we speak of?
Who do we speak of? So you think Kelsey's always doing too much?
Mm. Yeah.
Go into that. Like where? Like just why? Why do
why
we feel this way about
skin?
Kelsey? Yes.
What? Okay. What? Okay.
Took a moment.
All right. Take a moment. In normal life. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't really if you're not a non-factor to me, like I'm not going in on just random people on the street like right. You're doing too much. You're walking away. Like I don't care. Mm-hmm. I felt like Kelsey. Well, first of all, the camera wasn't showing how much she was drinking. And that's to be literally I drink too much. I am that person that does it, too. But she was when I think her cameras were up, she was drinking a lot. And trying to kind of mold and fit in because it was uncomfortable for her on some level. And I get that. And so I feel that way about her. And she just, it was abrasive and it was a lot. Mm-hmm. When we never saw this for so many years. And so mm-hmm. a lot of it was me, a lot of the looks of like, and like eye rolls was like, where's this coming from? And why, what is this? And it was more of my reactions that were caught because I'm so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And no one saw what was really happening. Mm-hmm. And so, I come across like a mean girl. I come across like, you know, that person. But, and maybe so. But my point is, I just want Kelsey. I advocate for Kelsey. I'm a girl's girl. And I'm really pushed for her. I don't want her to settle. I don't want her to be. I want her to own what she is and what she wants. And I feel like she's saying one thing and she's doing another and acting another way.
Mm.
And I don't know how to deal with people like that. And I don't want those people around me.
Yeah.
So that's where that comes from. And it, the way I do things is I was at 100, and so therefore, it comes across extremely mean.
Yeah. Okay, I can totally get that, because you are like a no BS person, and so
I'm like
if you're giving
you
me something different every time, it's like kind of also like, who are you? And so I can't.
What did you think about Barry hopping in or responding to Kelsey's tweet about the previous episode when he was saying that you don't like people that don't have a backbone? She responded to it, and then Barry hopped in.
What did she say?
She just said...
I'm like, what is she saying?
She was just basically saying, like, she didn't... It wasn't that she didn't have a backbone. She just wasn't worried about whatever the situation was at the time. So Barry was like, oh, you responded. Now, basically, the next step to having a backbone...
Back. Oh, you're jumping
go ahead
in.
And, yeah, go ahead and tag Tamika on Twitter.
Yeah, she won't...
She won't.
Did she tag me?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
that was pretty
messy. I mean, is it? She's, I don't know, you know? She's cute.
She's cute.
She's cute. She's cute. Not, and I'm, y'all, I sound bad. Y'all are laughing at me now. It sounds worse, but it's like,
it.
It's just,
it's kind of like you have to
is.
Be there.
Yeah.
She drives you crazy. She makes you
it's
crazy.
Just, and it's the thing though, but like, you know, it's relationships. Like, my husband drives me crazy at times. My friends drive me crazy at times. And I've never said I didn't like the girl. Everyone else has said it.
Mm.
Reagan said it. Everyone else has assumed I don't like her. I just said she annoys me. I've never said I don't like the girl. I've met her on the bayou.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I don't meet people on the bayou. I met this girl on the bayou because Jared said, meet her. I listen to people. I'm there. I want to be there. I want to, like, meet you where you... What is happening? Like, I don't do stuff like that. I went to the bayou. I sat on the corner and I did the thing. And I was like, what are we doing?
Right.
You know, I never said it like her. It's just assumed I don't like her because of how... It's okay for me to say, you annoy me. And it's okay. Like, mm-hmm. you annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Just, you know... Yeah. I want her to stand. I want her to stand her truth.
Yeah.
And I don't think she does. So that will always annoy me. And I can't get the right answer out of both of them. So I don't know where anybody stands.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm going to always kind of be that person.
Yeah. We have like our predictions of their relationship. So we're like, well, we'll see how this season ends.
Yeah.
We hope it's like in Kelsey's favor. Hopefully.
Hopefully. I said if she pushes the envelope, like, he'll definitely put a ring on it. But if she's not going to push it, then...
Yeah.
Yeah. I've said since day one they're never going to get married. So yeah. I will stand by that.
Tamika's official prediction.
That's my prediction. I would love to be wrong. I don't mind being wrong, but that's my. I've always stood by that.
It probably won't happen.
Probably won't.
Who knows?
It's funny because, like, I had a question, but, like, I feel like you kind of answered it with this. But besides Kelsey, is there anyone else that, like, annoys you during filming?
Everybody annoys me!
Oh, my God.
I annoy myself!
But during filming, like, who's late? Who's, you don't have your mic right.
John Moody.
Tell us all about him.
Y'all, there needs to be a camera on the after, behind the scenes on John Moody. Rachel is probably the funniest person who y'all have yet to see. She is hilarious. John Moody is just, y'all, the background of John, that's behind the scenes with this child is just, people are like, is he really? Yeah.
That's who he is.
He actually tames it down.
What?
He's literally insane. It's the best.
So he will real life take a bubble bath with sunglasses on.
100%, and not think twice about it.
How hot was it the day of the pool party when he showed up with the fur?
It was October. It was hot. He's just insane. He's insane. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's through and through. I mean, Jeff is literally crazy, which we love him for it, but he owns it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, Reagan's going through her whole situation, and she's trying to deal with all of that and didn't know how to deal with her stuff with us. You know, Barry's just always going to be the, you know, calming force to all the hurricanes that are happening. And then there's me. I don't know how to deal. I'm trying to learn how to come off of 100. I just am. I'm just like, I just am at 100, and I'm trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
That's my learning curve.
Maybe you're supposed to stay at 100.
Am I?
Maybe.
It's funny because there's a scene in episode four, and it's with Reagan and Rachel. I'm like teasing anything, but I'm watching this, and I was like, yes, she's saying exactly what I was trying to say, but she just says it in such a calm way.
Yeah.
It's like a real friend that's like there, and I'm like, I should have said it like that, but yet I was like, you know, like that's me.
Right. So I was like, well, maybe a 95, you could say it.
In real life, like I will text something or talk to people, and I get the message back and be like, who are you talking to? You can't talk to people like that. It happens all the time. And I don't know if it's from, like, me being in TV or me. I don't know what it is. But, like, I'm like, and people are like, what? You can't do that. It's awful.
If someone's coming to New Orleans that's not been there before, what are you going to tell
them
to go to?
Are you saying
New
Orleans?
Oh, God.
Say it.
Oh,
no.
You try to
skim past that.
I did. So I have been saying it for my whole life, New Orleans, which is apparently not correct. Okay. And how am I supposed to say
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did it.
So, if I'm new to New Orleans.
There you go.
What are you going to tell me to do? Like, what should I visit?
Oh, God. There's so much. It depends on the time of year.
Oh.
Are we going to Jazz Fest? Are we going to Mardi Gras? Are we going to Saints Game?
What's the best?
Essence Fest.
That's the thing. Good. Are we going to Essence Fest? Are we going to Destin to cool off? Are we going to... the French Quarter Warehouse. Where do you want to eat? What do you kind of... I mean, it's such a... When you land in New Orleans, this is what I tell people. When you land in New Orleans and you land, right? You stay there. You stay. And you get back on the plane. And you get on the plane, you're like, what just happened? New Orleans happened. For real. It literally gets into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Can't explain it. You just got to go and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. It's literally, it starts in your feet. It gets in your body. And you just love the city.
Yeah.
There's not one person that's like... it's hot right now, is bejeebies. It's inappropriate. The heat is inappropriate. It slapped me in my face. It's inappropriate. But it gets in your soul and you love it.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. And it's just the culture. It's the people. It's the food. It's the music. It's the vibe. It's everything about that city that is just 100. So what do you do? I don't know. Land and call me. That's what you
land do. Go from there.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Since we're talking about the city, we have a little game we want to play.
Okay.
It's like a little this or that.
All right.
We're going to put 20 seconds on the clock.
Where's the clock? I get nervous. This is where my anxiety pops in.
It's going to pop up in a second.
Okay.
So it's just, like I said, it's kind of like New Orleans theme. So whichever you would go with, okay?
This or that?
This or that.
I hate this. I'm kidding. I love it. Okay.
So the Saints or the Pelicans?
Saints! Okay. Who that? Daddy. Cheered for them.
Jambalaya or crawfish etouffee?
Jambalaya.
Okay. French 75 or a hurricane?
Are you kidding me? I live on French 75s. It's my IV. Yes.
Beignets or king cake?
King cake.
Oh, really? Okay. King cake. Okay. King cake. Okay. Throwing Mardi Gras beads or catching Mardi Gras beads?
Throwing, it's like rock star high. Yeah. You're like, yes! You're just giving it. Yes.
Cool, that's all I got.
Oh my God!
Yeah, yeah, cool. See? Yeah, yeah. That's quick. Yeah.
That's good.
Everything was like, you didn't even have to think about any of those.
I didn't
like,
think about it. Although I'm excited about our Pelicans' number one pig, Zion. We are excited about him. Yes. Anyway, yes.
What's king cake?
You, are you kidding me?
No, it sounds incredible.
Baby, we are so close in nature right now that we don't even know. You need to land in the city.
Land in
King cake is bread that is with cinnamon sugar, that's with icing and other sugar, and it's I like cream cheese filled king cake.
Ooh.
And you, there's like a thousand places to get cake, it, but like, it's just it's you know. At, you know, I work on News with a Twist at WGNO at home, and we have a king cake of the day. So we have to, y'all, my job for like
have king cake
6 weeks is to eat king cake.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Like, it is, but it's not. You probably get tired of it.
Like, I'm like, I have to eat another king cake. Y'all, it's the best dessert you've ever. Oh, it's so good.
I'm going to go find
some. I'm going to send you guys a king cake here.
Aww,
yes. Nice. I mean, we're not in season, but I will. You're going to be addicted, and I want a picture, and you're going to post and be like,
Thanks, Tamika.
I love New Orleans.
Okay, so we have one more game.
Okay.
Before we, so this one is Kiss, Marry, or Kick Off.
Y'all know I'm married. Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
We're not going to get you in trouble.
Barry will understand.
I told y'all, all three boys, none of them have parts.
Are you good?
They don't.
Skip it.
All right, so wait. Is it what? Kiss, marry?
Kiss, marry, or kick off.
So kick, like,
kick off the show.
We all get kicked off. Okay, go ahead.
So we're going to have...
Okay.
Okay. So Katie's going to do this game.
Okay, so I have the names here, as if we don't already know the entire cast. So, Reagan, would you... Who... I mean, you can pick, like... I mean, from any, but...
I'm confused.
So Reagan,
would you?
Yeah.
Oh, kiss, marry, or kick off?
Yes.
I'd have a girl crush. We'd kiss.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm not marrying that man.
This is tough.
I'm not kicking him off. Well, we're having a threesome, Jeff and Reagan. Back at it. I'd kiss Jeff. That is so weird.
Justin.
Oh, I'd marry Justin.
Okay, well,
he's like marriage material, but like gross.
Oh, Mr. Moody himself.
Oh my gosh, what do you do with this?
Oh my god. Oh my god, is there another option? Do I kiss John? No. Do I marry John? No. Do I kick him off? No. He's fluid. I don't know. That's what we're going to say. I don't know what to do with him.
Okay.
Are you going to stay married to Barry? Or are you maybe going to...
Oh, I'd marry him over and over and over again. 100%. Yes.
And good old Kelsey. What you going to do with that?
I feel like Kelsey's about to get the boo.
I wouldn't kick her. I'm not that mean. I'm not mean. I wouldn't kick her off. I wouldn't kiss her. And I wouldn't marry her.
She's out there with John.
Her and John can be floating on their boat eating king cake.
Perfect. All right.
Okay. Perfect.
Getting crawfish, which is Reese, because he apparently is a mud bug in the water.
Oh, my goodness. That was too fun.
There you go.
Oh, now, man.
There you go.
I want to know a little bit more about you, Tamika. So since you do entertainment news, you're doing reality TV now, do you think you'll step into more entertainment, like acting or just anything?
Y'all, try to get me
dancing
on the screen.
More.
Y'all will see me fail at life. I'm the worst. You'd be like 5, 4, 3. I'm like...
What's happening?
I am so real that I don't even know how to act. And that's the truth. Really? No, I don't know how to act. No. There's always something up my sleeve. I don't ever want to tell people what's really happening. I'm like, just keep watching because, you know, I always feel like people, you never know.
You just want to surprise people.
I just want to surprise people, but there's always something brewing. I have conquered my goals at 34. Like when I was younger and I'm like, I did that already. And I feel like if if something scares you, if something is not right, doesn't feel right, if it gives you anxiety, that's when you have to jump. And so that's what I've done my entire life. And that's what's gotten me where I've gotten. Love me or hate me, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there are lots of things in store. I support my husband. He has 3 businesses launching in right now. He's insane right now. So
dang.
We're doing that. We're raising 2 kids, and we're just figuring it all out. Which is, how do we do it? I don't know. Stay tuned.
What's it like being married to Barry, being a trainer, and he's all into fitness?
Yeah.
You're in super great shape,
by the way. It's my daddy. Like
genetics?
And dance. And I've danced my whole life. I was a professional dancer for my entire life. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
So is he always monitoring what you eat? Or?
Not yes and no. Like, he would love to say, yes, he's very much, you know they'll bring don't the cheeseburger this, yeah. and the salad, and I'm like... Mm. I'm the cheeseburger, that's the salad.
Yeah.
And so people get confused. He doesn't drink. I mean, he's completely opposite of me. He's a trainer who doesn't drink, who eats healthy, and I'm like, a bottle a day. I eat what I want. I don't work out. But that's how it works. And he's never tells me what to do, and he doesn't, judge me on it. So
nice.
Yeah, but we've also worked to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I always tell people, Barry and I have been together for 16 years, but how we are now is not how we started. Mm. You know what I mean? It's been a process.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You have to grow. Yeah.
You can't just be, women can't be pulling out the guns on day one.
Right.
I can't. No. You got to figure it out.
Be chill.
You got to figure it out with your man, what vibes with y'all, and you got to grow together. Yeah.
Some good advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are some gems.
Yeah. Just sitting here taking it, all in with my single self. What I got to do now?
I have a whole theory on relationships that is like another. Yeah.
I need some advice now.
When you write down what you want in life, you got to kind of throw that whole paper away because it's not what you really need. It's what you want. Mm-hmm. What you really want. Do you really want that? So, and most men are not. It's a thing. Men want women who they want to be like. I hate to say this; it's awful to say. They want to be molded and they want to be shifted into a way.
Okay.
So you have to kind of go with them on that way. So my point being, if you meet a man who's has all together, mm-hmm. you should watch out because he might be controlling. And then that's do you really want that?
That's a great
yes. Definitely dropping gems right now. Okay.
All the gems.
I'm turning this into a relationship conversation.
Around the edges.
Yeah. It's got some molding that we can mold. you guys have any other questions or anything?
I think we have covered.
Tamika, is there anything you want to talk about? Tell us about.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, the season, we're only in episode 3. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more episodes, obviously, to come. Yeah. It gets seriously dramatic. As soon as you think you have it figured out, you don't. There's always a twist.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twists.
I can't wait.
And a lot of the relationships in the beginning are completely different in the end.
Oh.
And that's really shocking and surprising.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is... Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a teaser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, how you think it is, it's like, no. Like, right now, everybody thinks they have it all figured out, and it's like,
not that way.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
It's insane. It's crazy because we are crazy. All of us are crazy.
Yeah.
Why
I love this show. Yeah. So I have to
love
on the panel for a second.
I love this show. I love the show because it's a true representation of New Orleans. It's like, it is the gumbo pot. Mm-hmm. It's like, you have your white, your black, you're old, you're young, you're gay, you're straight. I say old and young because Barry's old. Barry's almost, he'll be 48 this year and John's like 20 something. I mean, you have an array of age. Mm-hmm. It's our experience in New Orleans. And if you come to New Orleans, this is our experience. Mm-hmm. There's 18 different ways you can experience New Orleans. You can go to Treme and have your experience. You can go to Le Renan. You can go to Uptown. You can go to Garden District. You have no idea what I'm talking about, but everybody else in New Orleans knows what I'm talking about. My point is you can go 5 minutes in any direction, have a completely different experience of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. This is our experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's true to how we are and what we do. This is a true friendship. We love hard. We fight hard. And... there you go.
That's it. Nice.
Is everybody okay? Not really.
But like you said, you're going to figure it out.
I don't know. Can we?
That's life, though.
We'll try to.
It's like everybody's okay, and then all of a sudden it starts airing, and then it's like, fight all over again.
Oh, wow.
It's like, we're good.
Yeah.
And then you had to go say that, because the confessionals, you really see people say about
it. There needs to be like the behind the scenes of like when you guys are watching these shows, like see everyone's reaction to
it. We used to all get together on season 1 and watch y'all together. We haven't done that yet.
Too much drama. I can't imagine, because you're probably side-eyeing them. Like, oh, that's how you feel.
We can't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like four different fights right now happening. It's just, we just, yeah.
Right now?
It's a lot, yeah.
Ooh.
It's going
Who's
on.
Who's fighting right now?
Well, you know, me and everybody. No, I'm
kidding. Are you guys still filming right now? Like, will we see these fights or these are like internal fights?
They sound internal. They sound like they're on group chat.
I was thinking. You'll get all that. You'll see everything. We don't let anything.
Is there a group chat?
There's many group chats. The girls, the guys.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of group chats.
Well.
Anyway, I'm not talking too much. Get myself in trouble. Just kidding, guys.
Well, we've got to make sure we keep tuning in every Sunday to check out Southern Charm New
Please
Orleans.
Do. Absolutely.
I love the show. Like I just
Good
said,
deal.
I can't stop saying that. But Tamika, thank you
yes.
so much
thank
for stopping by.
Thank you for having
by.
Me.
For
so you guys are so much fun.
So fun. Yeah.
I'm sending you guys a king cake, and you guys have to come to New Orleans so we can party.
Where can people find you on social media?
Oh, my God. On Instagram, I'm just Tamika, TAMICA, which is my name. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm Tamika Lee.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Katie, where can they find you?
Follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates, and make sure to check out my podcast, See You Next Tuesday.
Hey, you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV. We will be back Sunday for the official after show of Southern Charm New Orleans, so make sure you guys check us out then. Until then, we'll see y'all later.
Hey. See ya.
Se les a bon temps roulé.
Yes.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.